Still cuddly, hug me up like a quilt. I'm a lyrical lover. Now take me thin or filled with my sexual physique. You know me well, Bill. Do me, oh my, well, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Girl, you captivate my body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, I love your sweet smell. You're the young, girl who can ring my bell, and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, call me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, 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 bastic. Call me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she call me Mr. Rowe. Romantic, call me fantastic. She touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom. Gee whiz, baby, please. Let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well baby hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze. Well you are the bun and me are the cheese. And if I'm me are the rice, well baby love you the peas. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom.
WFO night.
Girl, you're loving well, good. I want your loving. Girl, be it like you should. I give you loving. Girl, you're loving well, good. I want your loving. Girl, you remember the wood you like to kiss and caress. Rub down every strand of your pan bitches. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get, nothing more, nothing less. Give me your digits, chat on your address. I'll bet you confess, when you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Bombastic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on me box, she says I'm Mr. Bombastic. Why? Girl, your admiration, it'll lick me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel the spark. I want a few words, now go tell you no sweetheart. Now go la ba la ba la ba la, na chat pure fart. I'll get straight to the point, like a aura dart. Humble lay down in a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will and have some sweet pillow talk. I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Fantastic, she tickle up my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom, boom, bastic. Tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Rowe. Romantic, tell me fantastic, touch me on my box, she says I'm Mr. Boom. Where you say, girl?
WFO 91.5 Medford. I'm sticking around for another hour. Hang in there, DJ D.
It's all in my mind.
see what's on my mind. My shout outs, my friends, my family, my everyone out there listening in, especially the Paint Bar down in Newton. I'm telling you right now, every Monday they tune in, they stream us live right into their facility. This is great. This is what we're looking for. So I got to do a big shout out. We're going to do a shout out to Newton, where the Paint Bar is located. Jackie, Jill, Paige, Nani, checking us out. We appreciate it. Spread the word. Send us texts. Send us emails. If you want shout outs, everybody, all you got to do is send me an email at WMFODJD@gmail.com, and I'll get the shout out to you and just refer us out to a few other people, and we'll give you a nice shout out. We'll do what we can for you. Don't forget, coming up, the Ellis Hall interview. I was lucky enough to secure that last Thursday night. Ellis will be at the City Winery tonight. Doors open at 6 p.m. And show starts at 8 p.m. And what else is happening? This is WMFO 91.5. This is the Dance Music Express Music Hour. We do this every other Monday, and it looks like they've extended my time. So I'm going to be on for two. Aren't you guys lucky? 2 hours. Can you imagine having me with you for 2 hours? My little workout setup. We're going to do some nice stuff this summer. We're going to have some fun. Again, DJD WMFO 91.5. Played that in a long time. Soul for Real, Every Little Thing I Do. Michael Jackson, PYT, and we also heard Debbie Gibson, Only in My Dreams. I'm going to start my interview with Ellis Hall. I'm going to start it off with Ellis Hall and Kenny G. What does it take to win your love? WMFO 91.5 DJD. Dance, music, express.
You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Hour with DJ D on WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston.
WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston. This is the Dance Music Express Music Hour with DJ D. In studio tonight, producer Mike Stewart, production editor Mike Newman, engineer Bob Donovan, and most importantly, from L.A., all the way from L.A., sitting right with us, the ambassador of soul, Ellis Hall. What's going on, my brother?
Good evening, Boston. Oh, yes, indeed. You said 91.5 WMFO. Woo! Good God.
Oh, good memories.
It's a pleasure. Thank y'all for having me on the show. I'm very, very excited to be coming back to the Boston area. It's been a while.
Yeah, we're excited too. We're looking forward to seeing you, and this is great. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
All right, Brother Daryl. Amen.
All right. So listen, you got a couple of events coming up. I want to just briefly touch on them. Thursday, May 3rd, the gala.
Yes.
At the Perkins
Thursday,
School.
Yes, indeed.
Tell
the
us
gala
a little bit about,
at Perkins.
Yeah. Go ahead.
School for the Blind. And we promise folks who sighted wise who come there, we won't put any glasses on them, so they have to walk around like us.
Okay. You haven't lost your touch.
I'm telling you, it's just like it was years ago, hanging out at Jack's and stuff. Oh, man, I'm telling you.
No, but you know what? I'll tell you seriously, brother, to help raise money, and I call it proudly my alma mater. I graduated in 70, and Perkins School for the Blind has been spending a lot of time and taking a lot of time to help folks with their interdependence, meaning us blind folks and those who are visually impaired, to figure out how to do things on their own, accepting the help when it comes, but to make sure they can make their own way. You hear what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that being said, to help them to raise the money to continue. They have amazing stuff over there, including a radio station where you can actually feel the buttons there in Braille.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can close your eyes, Brother Daryl, and act like that. Pleasure. And you said you saw me a while.
Huh? I saw you. Last time I saw you, my God, I was DJing the Holiday Inn in Danvers, Massachusetts. And you had come in that night, and you were hanging out. I don't remember the band. I can't remember the band that was on, and you had jumped in with them, and yeah, oh my God.
I don't remember either, but they let me, I can't remember the name of the place, though.
I was it Reflections? Was that Reflections?
I don't know if it might have been the Up.
No, no, they had Dodge City, and they had all these.
Oh, you're talking about the Hilltop.
That was
the Hilltop. Oh yeah, yeah. That they actually tore it down, but they kept the sign. The big cactus sign is still there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I had a lot of stakes over there.
Oh man.
But the fact, if you remember the Denver, so that was fun. I come in for a little bit, and you know, we as folks, we don't die. We just metamorph. That's what happens.
There you go.
Yeah, I miss that.
Yes,
a lot of good times back then.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Well, we're still standing.
I know.
After all this time, I'm honored to, you know, keep putting out this music and having celebrated like the 40th anniversary of Tower of Power.
I know, that's unbelievable.
Still funkifying, and having worked with, the movie Chicken Run. I was a singing rooster.
Yeah.
I was in the California Raisins. You know, all these different things just gave me the ability to bring some light and love to this world. And that's a great thing.
And we're thankful for that.
And you have Ellis, you have another gig coming up? It is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have, you have the winery coming up in North Washington Street in Boston. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. You know, it'll be my first time. I had heard about it.
It's brand spanking new.
And I know. It's amazing. So we get to truly celebrate it and kind of act like we're going to christen it.
There you go.
With some funk and soul and beyond. And I tell folks all the time, hold it inside it. You could hurt yourself. Don't do it.
Yeah, he did his first gig was Kenmore Square. Do you remember that area, Ellis?
Oh my God, Kenmore Square. Yeah. Yeah. Spent a lot of time walking up and down those streets.
Oh yeah. Man, I'm telling you. Definitely.
I just short little story. He stuck me at a party in about a third or floor walk up in Kenmore Square, pretty close to the Rat, right in the middle of Kenmore Square. And it was a surprise birthday party for a musician woman who worked in one of the clubs in Boston. And she got home around 11 o'clock. And the party was going pretty good and stuff. And all of a sudden, I'm spinning some vinyl. And she's throwing eggs out the window over her head onto the people below.
Real eggs?
Real eggs. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, she goes, at midnight, we always throw eggs out the window. But I said, it's getting on the turntables and the records.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. Ellis,
that's
I don't
a
know.
Whole new expression.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael has some questions.
Please.
Yeah, Michael has some questions for you. And I enjoyed speaking with you, and I'll talk to you again. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay.
Oh, it's a pleasure. All right, Brother Mike Stewart.
Okay. I am Mike Stewart. This is WMFO, 91.5 FM, and WMFO.org, web streaming worldwide. We have on the line from L.A. a musician, an actor, and an ambassador, a teacher, a five-octave range, 3,800 songs, played with James Taylor, Natalie Cole, Patti LaBelle, Toby Keith, Herbie Hancock, George Benson, Bobby Womack, George Duke, and Sheila E., and tons of other people. You started a long journey a long time ago in a place called Claxton, Georgia, with your family. I would like to have you give a little background, because I read your bio, and there's a very loving and supporting family you had, and they relocated to Boston to go to Perkins, and you later on went on to Berkeley. Can you give us a little background on that?
Please. Okay, I will. About a year into my birth, my mom noticed one morning that my eyes turned blue. Now, my mom had a sense of humor and stuff, but she was not into this quote-unquote change. I later told her, well, I really had to become Prank Sumatra. sorry. But she said, we have to take him, and my dad agreed, to a place that would help him get his interdependence. So about 5 years into my birth, we lived in Claxton. And I always tease and say, you know, one side of the sign really says entering, the other side says leaving. It's a real small town. And at that time it was.
And I understand, Ellis, you wrote a song for them.
Yes, I did. And it's so funny because I spoke to the former mayor, and he said, well, you're going to be proud to know you're talking in the song about one stoplight. We now have three.
All right.
I said, oh, progress. But I'll tell you this, fellas, at 5 years old, Mom and Pops had the forethought to take me up to Perkins School. Amazing, like I talk about all the time, the interdependence, learning your own way. They had great teachers there to show you how to do for yourself. Doesn't mean you can't accept help from others. But through that, I started getting into their music program. And from there, learned how to play bass, drums, keyboards, whatever it took to make this music come alive. And I learned at a very age, you don't have to look at the things. Now, when I started, I had a little bit of vision, and I lost it at about 18 in a freak wrestling accident.
Yeah, I read that.
And what I ended up doing, though, before that accident, is playing like in the dark. I didn't look at my stuff. I could have looked at it, but I said, no, I better get to know it. I didn't know what would happen later, but talk about preparing for the future. So once I started learning, especially bass, I loved bass and still love bass.
Yeah.
So I have in my house drums, basses, guitars, all sorts of stuff, and I try hard not to drive my wife/manager crazy.
There you go.
The operative word is try.
Yeah.
But now, having said that, once I started learning my musical stuff in school,
In 1970, I graduated and then started putting different bands together until the band, the Ellis Hall Group, came into my vision, as it were. Mm-hmm. I read, this was quite a while ago, about my dear friend Maurice White,
yes,
from Earth, Wind & Fire,
mm-hmm,
that he had put a vision of his group into a drawer, pulled it out later, and that's what came out, is what Earth, Wind & Fire came out to be. I didn't get that deep, but I did see the Ellis Hall Group kind of developing. And we apparently made a name for ourselves in Jackson, Cambridge, place called Jonathan Swift's, place called the Paradise Club.
Mm-hmm.
You guys might be too young for all that stuff.
But, no, we're right with you.
How about the Rise Club?
You know what? I went in there, but I never took my band in there.
Yeah.
I went in, I would always be a guest there.
Yeah.
But these other clubs I mentioned, we always set them on fire. In fact, with Jax, it would get so crazy.
You had the first band to put a line in front of Jax.
Yeah, well, not only that, but if we couldn't get them out the door, my buddies would give me the timbales and they'd hold them up for me and guide me out that way.
Yeah.
And folks would come behind me with rhythm instruments and we'd take everybody out into the Mass Ave.
That was excellent.
that was an experience, I'll tell you. But having said that, working with the Ellis Hall Group, and even before I got into the Ellis Hall Group, I got to sing for Helen Keller's funeral with my choir, Perkins.
Yes.
And I also got to play bass with Milt Jackson, the famous vibist. I don't know if you guys are familiar with his works.
Herb Jackson?
Oh.
Yes.
Jackson was amazing. Milt. There was Lionel Hampton, and then it was Milt Jackson. And I don't, compare different musicians because, I don't compare myself to anybody else. I know I'm going to Ellisize whatever I do. So you better come with your own thing. You better come with it or go home.
Here you go.
Seriously. Life is too short for all that. But having said that, I got to work alongside the Tower of Power, Earth, Wind & Fire, the Spinners, Herbie Hancock. And this is all with the Ellis Hall Group. Now, when Tower of Power saw me the first time, apparently just Chester Thompson was watching me. I opened up for them like 6 or 7 times. Each time, they all came after. And Emilio, the leader, Emilio Castillo, dear friend still, he kept asking me, he said, he later called me E-Man.
Yeah.
You need to join the group. And he asked me to join on drums. He asked me to join on guitar. He asked me to join on bass. Finally, I joined on keyboards in 84 when I moved out to L.A.
Yeah.
And the rest, they say, is history, because on the record Power, I'm playing a few different instruments and celebrating the amazingness of that band.
I know.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
I have to say, Ellis, I experienced your band when you were playing Jax, and I got a hold of Daryl and his brother and some other people. Go, you got to come down and see this guy. You got to see this band. They are rock solid. They are total pro. They will rock you. They will sock you. They will soul you. They will jazz you. What did it say on your shirt? Jazzed, funked, blues. Remember on your shirt?
Oh yeah, no. Whatever it took to make you have a musical, and I say that wide openly, musical experience.
Yeah.
And I tell folks, the music, the pigeonholes are for turkeys who try to put you in them.
Yeah.
You can't pigeonhole me. I'm gonna rock with you. People have tried to put a blonde wig on me. I recently came to town with the Boston Pops.
Yes.
And they had Boston. And the gentleman from Boston who played Tom Scholz.
Yes, yes.
They had him up there. And Tom asked me if I'd sit in with the band. So I did, I think it was More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
And Rock and Roll Band.
I know.
And they said I should have put a blonde wig on me because, whatever it takes, I'm going to make it happen. Hold on tight.
You did never shied away from anything. In fact, I said to all my friends, I said, not only does he get behind the keyboard and he is a killer singer, he gets behind every instrument, drums, congas, bass, guitar, You know, I mean, you had super great. You had Mike. You had Michael. You had David. You had Stanley. You had
Stanley. Yeah.
And
you got all the guys, man. It's amazing. Now Mike Thompson.
Yeah.
He's still out here killing it.
Yeah, it's studio
LA.
Musician. Yeah.
Yes.
And Tony, but you had Funky Freddie Farrillo originally. He went to your sound, be your sound man.
And no, Freddie Fox, Freddie Mueller. Yeah, he was.
You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Hour with DJ D on WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston.
Would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Nothing I can do. I feel so bad. Yeah. I feel so blue.
WMFO 91.5, Medford, Boston.
I got to make it right for everyone concerned. I could never make you unhappy. No, I couldn't do that, girl. Only wish I didn't love you so. Makes it so, so very hard to go.
So very hard to go.
Cause I love you so. Time would come, I'd have to pay for my mistake. I can't blame you for what you're doing to me, girl. Even though my heart aches, your dreams have all come true, just the way you planned it. So I'll just step aside. Helping hand in, cause I can never make you unhappy. No, I can't do that, girl. Only wish I could love you so. Makes it so very hard to go.
So very hard to go.
All right.
But now, sadly, Miss Patty Unitas passed on.
Oh,
she got married.
Sorry to hear that.
But she was just astounding singer. Both of them were astounding singers.
You put such a great band together, and I watched the video of them singing, and I just wish we could have that again. I'm being greedy, you know, looking toward the past, but.
But you know what, brother? And as we can, I celebrate the past. It's like when I do some of the tower stuff,
yeah.
I try to bring it to a new level. It's not what it was, it's what it is, and we still celebrate the music with EHG. We will have a reunion, and I will call you guys and say, hey,
absolutely.
I'll find a way to get it to you, and you say, come on down and see it. But at the City Winery, we're going to do some funk, and I've got... I can't remember the name of the band, but Vinny Sabatino is in the band. He's putting it together for me, along with some killer, killer, killer musicians. So that May 8th, you will feel an earthquake from Boston, I pray, to California.
Right. Ellis, I have another question.
Please, sir.
I want to know what was Ray's reaction when he heard you.
That's a good question.
We're going to talk about Ray Charles. What's going on here?
Okay, all right. So, we're at this, well, it's a party. West LA Music was a music store, and they were putting this party together. And they kept telling me, hey, Ellis, we're glad we got your band, because Ray Charles, he wants to come in and, you know, see the band. I said, well, cool. I didn't know if he was going to make it, because a lot of people tell you a lot of things.
Yeah.
He walks in, and he states to, I believe it's my dear friend Rick Waite, that, hey, I want to meet that guy who's singing. So my production manager at the time, BC, he comes and grabs me as I'm playing my solo. So it was solo interruptus. We ran, practically fell off the stage as we're trying to get off the stage to go and meet, later, I called him Papa Ray, but get to meet Mr. Ray Charles. And he's jumping up and down like a Mexican jumping bean, you know, because he's so excited. And so I gave him a CD. He gave me a hug. He says, I'll call you. He called me the next day and he said, why the, I do a bleep. Why haven't I heard of you? I'm going to have to kick some serious fool.
I heard all about that.
Oh, no, no, no. He went all the way in and he said, I want to sign you. So I signed to his crossover label. It was only he and I signed to the label. And we started making the record, kind of finished it. We never really got to seriously mix it because he passed away, but he wanted it to come out. So it came out on June 1st, 2004.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm gonna, I have the masters. I'm gonna remix it and do some things to it. But it was a moment in time to say that I got to work and hang out and even sing with the fabulous Papa Ray Charles.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
We're gonna jump away from the music for a second. We're gonna talk to you about your acting career in TV and movies.
We
saw you doing the little backstage thing with Jamie Foxx on the set of Ray. You want to give us a little fill-in on that?
Well, that's funny, too, because Ray kept calling me as he was doing the movie. Ellis, you got to come down and see the movie. Okay, Papa Ray, I'm going to see what I can do. We figured out a way to get down there. Jamie's there. He comes and practically grabs me by the collar. Come on, you got to come backstage. Come on, we're going to hang out. We went to this piano. I sat down and I start singing Georgia. Now, as I'm singing Georgia, you notice he's in the Ray character.
Yes, he is.
So, you know, it's a truly blind man's bluff.
There you go.
No pun intended.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. But Jamie and I, we don't talk that often. I love him to pieces. I'm so amazed to see his success, and I did say see, to feel all of his amazingness, and I pray we get together again soon.
Very talented.
Oh, man. But, you know, he truly swallowed the Ray Charles character. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I saw some of it. Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, that being said, you know, having worked with Jamie in that little instance, and then they wanted me to do something else in the movie, but I was out on the road too, you know, you gotta make that living, so so, but working with Ray until he passed, and then he turned me on to the symphonies. Now, during that time, I started doing Catch Me If You Can, the first Big Mama's House.
Yes, yeah.
Chicken Run, you know, so all these different movies. I tell folks, only in America can you go from being a teenage nut to a California raisin to a singing rooster.
Here you go. And I see you've actually acted on stage with the gospel act.
Yes. What did they...
WMFO 91.5 Medford, WMFO Medford, Boston. Hey, I'm Mac, working up to the magic hour. I'm almost out of here. I'm waiting for Kayla to come in and relieve me. Hopefully she's going to show up. So I'm going to continue with a little bit of music. That was the Ellis Hall interview. We did that last Thursday night all the way from L.A. Don't forget, tomorrow night, it's going to happen at the City Winery. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 8. The Ambassador of Soul, the one, the only, Ellis Hall. Travaris, don't take away the music right here on 91.5 with DJ D on the Wheels of Steel. Hopefully we'll be getting together next week. I'll be doing this again. 2 hours, my new show coming up. WMFO Medved.
Mix with DJ D.
Gonna wrap it up just about now. My girl's in, Kayla's in. Check her out for the next hour or two. How long are you on for, honey? 2 hours or one? An hour? Check her out. She does a great show. She's just a great person. My name's D. This is WMFO 91.5 Medford, Boston. If you want to listen to us worldwide, all you got to do is go to WMFO.org, click on listen, and we're going to take you